I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
What are you again, Joseph? What are you again, Joseph?
I can't hear anything. Hold on.
She asked what's up, and what do we need? We need
Disney.
Well, the banana split.
It's in Disney. It's not complicated. We have to get there first. But I need you to put your banana split right in my mouth.
This,
Joseph,
is called the kitchen sink.
That is your sister now. She can't put no banana splits in your mouth.
She looks just like me. She's very attractive.
So it is at the Beach Club at Beaches and Cream. It's called the kitchen sink. They serve it in a sink, and they also released the recipe for it. It was one of the recipes that they released during coronavirus. And in the recipe, it was like one can of whipped cream.
One whole fucking can
of whipped cream is in the recipe for a kitchen sink. So,
oh, I love it.
Having one has been on my bucket list since 2002. I've never done it. They're $35 and I want to eat it.
I want to eat it with you. I want to share this experience.
I say we make a trip to the beach resort and I'll eat a fucking kitchen sink.
We're gonna stay there.
I think we might be staying there.
Ooh.
We'll have one every day. We'll have one after every race.
Hashtag carbo load.
Yeah, you gotta carbo load those carbs.
That's not what that means.
Right, no, carbo loading is complex and these are simple. Shut up, we know.
Look.
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 Look and listen.
Because if that were true, people would just be doing shots of alcohol. It's like, carbo loading.
Carbo loading.
I could run more batter on my seventh shot of bourbon.
Woohoo!
So you just called me. I'm just verifying. You just called me to tell me that we have to have that. We have to have.
I needed it now.
Good.
Right now, but yeah. Also later.
We need it now and later.
When we're going to Disney.
Great.
Yes. Sorry to interrupt your podcast, but also
no,
because I think your podcast needs to know how much I need a banana split in my mouth.
Yes, that's why I started recording, because yeah. We need Joseph in our life all the time, so.
Shannon, you need to, I know she can hear me, but you need to tell Shannon thank you, because she is the best friend you've ever had. She's a better friend than I am, and I love you the most.
Aww. She's laughing at you.
Good. Good. All right, well, I'm going to go. I love you guys, and that includes every one of your 11 people who listens to the podcast.
Woohoo!
And y'all are amazing. Peace.
All right, talk to you later, brother.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so he was like, Gene and George Mayville Memorial Trip?
Here we go.
So we are discussing staying at the Beach Club.
Nice.
And I said, well, since we're discussing that, I've always wanted this. I found out about it, like I said, on my college program when I was 19 in 2002. And here we are 18 years later, and I have never had one. It's on my fucking bucket list. I
hope they don't take it off the menu by the time we get there.
It's been on the menu for forever. It's famous. It's Disney famous.
I'd like diabetes, please. The $35 one.
One diabetes.
The Beach Club's a moderate resort too, right?
Deluxe.
Oh, deluxe.
It's deluxe.
Yeah, because I thought about that one. I think I put Coronado as a second.
I love Coronado.
As a second choice.
Beach Club is deluxe. Caribbean Beach Resort is moderate. Joe goes, I think I like Beach Club. We've been there. And so he had the same thing. And I was like, that is different. You've never been to Beach Club.
I think Scott and I stayed at Caribbean Beach for one night. And I actually was not very impressed.
It actually was just revamped. Like it was just redone.
It's like a fancy Like, it just reminded me of like a normal hotel room. Wasn't anything crazy. So, oh, I love Joseph.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad we were like just about to start anyway when he called. So,
right.
Good way to start the podcast.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's jump into it because we did talk about Disney. Let's jump into our Disney.
Jump into the Disney pool.
Dude, shit's weird and screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, Joseph and I got our races. We've been fundraising. He's doing okay. He's past halfway.
Good.
And as we stated last week, I made mine in 4 hours. So,
Joseph got time. He's been on his Christmas list.
he looked at the thing and there's like a check-in from the people. Like he was reading all the information on it. And the people who we are fundraising for were like, we're going to have like a check-in meeting with everybody in October and you should be halfway there by then. So he's also way over. So that's good.
Oh, like did he meet his goal? I thought you said he was halfway there.
He's halfway there, and the halfway there point, according to the people we're fundraising for, is
until October. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Like, bitch, I blew that out of the water in 4 hours. Come on. Yeah,
I tweeted it, and I did all their hashtags. I wanted them to, like, be like, wow, but they didn't. They were like, hashtag TLC Nathlete, hashtag run for pie. And so I hashtagged their hashtags, and none of them have liked it, whatever.
You show up as one of the top earners.
Oh, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Like, there's a list of people you can choose to donate to. And I don't know if it's because I donated to you, but like, you were at the top of the list. You weren't there before.
Well, so. I won't be for forever because people. So, if you're running the 5K through them, you have to do 314. And if you're running the 10K through them, which is what Joseph and I are doing, you have to do 628.
Right.
And if you're running the half marathon through them, you have to get 942.
Okay.
So like once the half marathoners are all getting to their goals, I won't be top earner anymore.
Yeah. It's all right.
But it's good to be the best for now.
All right. So Disney's getting a new reservation system.
Yeah, shit's wild.
I downloaded my new app, so I'm ready to go. But because of all that, you and I talked the other day, and I decided to go ahead and go with a Disney planner. So we're going to go balls in. We're going to get the all-inclusive package, the dining plan, the tickets, a mid-range resort, the flights, the buses, you know, all that jazz.
Bus is free, but yes.
Yeah, but the bus is free when you're staying there.
It wasn't when Shannon and I were growing up.
No.
Or even adults.
Yeah, I think I could have swore it cost money a few years ago. Like $30 a person round trip or something ridiculous.
When's the last time you stayed at a Disney resort on property?
Like 4 years ago.
It existed then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the bus line has been around for forever.
Yeah, but used to be the Mears line. Mears still exists. Mears still costs $30, but the Disney Magical Express has existed for, I don't know. I'm curious. I'll see if I can figure it out. Yeah. Vance Marshall!
Right. So, I thought we would just start with a three-person reservation and add on later. Because we have our exchange student coming, we actually were finally officially approved. So we reached out to her this week and she says, hey, they're very excited to be placed in Michigan and with us. So she's already, I'm sure, properly stalked us on social media and friended us on Instagram.
Aww.
So my planner said that it is better to take away than to add at 30 days out. So
did you go with the Magic for Less?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
So book through Magic for Less. I think my girl's name is Erin. They had a whole list of people you could choose from. I was like, just give me whoever's next in line. However they do that.
Yeah.
So she's like, give me their names. And the only crazy thing about that is like, you have to book a room that allows 5 people. Can't squeeze a 6-year-old in a queen bed with 2 adults and have 2 adults in the other bed. Disney doesn't allow you to do that, you know, because they don't want 8 people in a 4-bedroom room, 4-person room.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I see the money grab there, but like, come on, man.
Right. No, you know, when I would go do the Detroit Electronic Music Festival, we would cram 8 people into a 4-person room.
Yeah. Right.
And like, the resorts did not like that. They started finally giving out wristbands. So to get in after, you know, 10 p.m. to the hotel, you had to have a wristband on, and they only gave out 4 per room, right?
Right.
So that was the thing that they started doing. And yeah, and Disney, like, used to, just because of like less technology, used to not track people as well. But I know that people used to do the same thing at Disney World. And also, I did look it up. The Magical Express started in 2005 from the airport to Disney World if you are staying on a Disney resort. Hmm. 05. Which is what I thought. I thought it was there when I worked there, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah, so we're going to do the whole kit and caboodle. So we just have to figure out if Granny Marshall's going to come with us or not. For right now, like, we're going to assume that our student will be with us. But, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen between now and August. And we sure as shit don't know what's going to happen between now and February. I mean, right. I fully expect, like, this to possibly all fall through and just have a rescheduled Disney trip at some later time. But I'd rather reschedule 4 than 5. And if I have to reschedule 5, then Aunt Maggie's coming with us too.
Right? Yes.
Because Maggie and Cheryl want to share a bed.
I will murder your mother.
She's actually a really light sleeper. So,
I mean,
enjoy like sleeping with her.
I've stayed in a hotel room with her before. But you were in bed with her.
Yeah. Best is best.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you know, when we were doing race registration last week, Joseph was like, if there's just a 1% chance that this will happen, do you want to still go for it? And I was like, yes. And he goes, great. I think there's better than a 1% chance it will happen. And I was like, that's such a good way to look at it, because I do too. I think there's more than a 1% chance it will happen. I think it is more than likely that that the race will still happen. But I mean, fuck, shit's getting messed back up with coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the states that unlocked real early are seeing giant surges. And I think it's honestly just because when they reopened, they didn't take any precautions. Like, yeah, there's no one's wearing masks in Florida. The servers aren't. Food handlers aren't, patrons aren't. You know, luckily Michigan was kind of beat over the head with like, wear a fucking mask. I don't care if you think you got it or not, like, wear a fucking mask. People are still wearing masks. In Tennessee, like, they didn't have a big surge. So they're all like, what's corona? But like, as we said last time on the last episode, it's 50-50 down there. So like, places like Florida and Texas and Arizona, where it's hot and sunny and lots of people like to party all the time, like, they are getting hit real hard right now. And right now, Michigan and New York are the only ones on a downswing. Everyone else in the country is either keeping even or going up.
I mean, our graph overall is still going down, but the past couple days we've had...
Yeah, a few tests. Our numbers go back up. Well, we finally got enough tests to start testing, so
let's hope it's just that.
You can also assume that whatever official numbers we have, you should just double or triple it, because way more people have gotten corona than were tested or needed to be hospitalized. So if you got a real mild case, you're really fucking lucky. I don't think we talked about this on any previous episodes recently, but I saw a COVID lung recently.
Oh my God, it's so gross.
They did a successful lung transplant in Great Britain. Like, oh, who would have thought? Let's just do a lung transplant, right? Maggie, I was just like floored.
And no, I saw the picture. It's fucking disgusting.
It's like, for anyone who hasn't seen it, I'll describe it to you. Imagine your lung has exploded from the inside out and is all red and bubbly and pustulated and pussy. So yeah, it's a healthy pink lung that's exploded on itself.
Right.
Versus a nicotine-filled lung. Like, I mean, a nicotine lung still looks like a fucking lung. It's just black. Like, this just looked like a hot ass pustule mess.
It's like a, I'm about to say it, one of the most disgusting things I've ever said on this podcast. Are you ready?
Yeah,
it's like
ahead.
An anal prolapse cream pie.
The anal prolapse cream pie. Yeah.
But make it a lung.
Right. And you have to breathe with that? Like, that long. That's why this person's lucky they didn't die. Like, I can't believe it probably, like, didn't dawn on the doctors to do a lung transplant, but this person must have been young enough and healthy enough and had just the right type to, like, oh, hey, here's some lungs. Let's try a transplant. And then, like, I just randomly started thinking about it in the shower today and how lonely it must be for people to die with COVID. You know, I just started bawling, you know, like, I, you know, no one should have to die like that. And quite frankly, if I was sick enough to go into the hospital, I just might not go, you know, just to stay home and die with my family, you know, yeah. Not alone in a hospital.
Yeah.
So, I mean, definitely don't want them to die or get it, but, you know.
We know that my family's going through that shit, and my grandma doesn't even have coronavirus.
Right. She just, like, forgot to feed and water herself during coronavirus.
Yeah.
So that happened to Granny Jean.
My grandma is definitely dying, 100%. And it's been a wild kind of a ride. Mm-hmm. So my parents talked with her a ton. We're like, what do you want to do? And she decided she wanted to do hospice. And, you know, they discussed all of the possibilities. And we just had a family friend. Actually, it was my second grade teacher, but family friend, because my mom worked with her for years also, who died, and she had been at that center, and her daughter got to go see her every day. So she was at the, like, long-term care center and went, you know, like, it turned to hospice for her, and her daughter got to see her, like, even though, because since she was, like, actively dying or whatever that the fuck that means. So we were like, great. So if we put her at this place, we'll get to go see her. And so my parents show up to that place on Thursday, and they won't let my mom and dad in to see her. So the previous day, she'd been at the hospital, and the hospital had let all kinds of people see her, because the hospital, her doctor was like, yeah, she dying. So they, you know, instead of, like, limiting the number of people who could come see her, the hospital let everybody see her. And then she moved to the care facility for hospice, and the hospice people were like, oh no, sorry, she has to quarantine for 2 weeks. What the ever-loving fuck are you talking about?
You might be dead in 2 weeks.
You, like, dumb assholes.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Quarantine for 2 weeks.
You have to quarantine.
How about,
for,
like,
two
7 days? Like, symptoms appear in 4 to 14 days, so.
So my dad was swearing, and my mom was sobbing, and her nurse walked up, her nurse practitioner walked up and saw my parents outside all distraught and was like, what's going on? And they were like, they won't let us in to see her. And so the nurse practitioner walked in and was like, this lady was given 5 days to live. So yeah. God bless Annette for doing that.
Right.
And then they sent me the next day as the test case before calling.
She harnessed the power of 1,000 Karens.
Yeah, she did. So grandma was given 1 week for all of her family to come say goodbye, which is us. And guess what happens next week? She has to go into quarantine.
Oh, okay. So you guys all get to say goodbye to her this week, and then she dies alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because she still, if she doesn't die in the first week, because she was told that she only had a week to live, if she doesn't die then she still has to go into quarantine after that. How does that make any fucking sense? Yeah, it doesn't. And then this one was the other one where I was like,
it does, but it doesn't. So, like, it's just like a policy bullshit. It's policy bullshit is what it is. So we're making an exception to our policy because doctor said she got 5 days. So y'all get 5 days. And then after that, the doctor's order expires and we go back to our policy.
Yeah. So, but it also is insane when you think about what it actually means.
Yes.
And also that she's going to die alone. Like, that's fucked up too. So, quarantine. Oh, so I went to Big Boy, where one of the servers had her nose hanging out of her mask the entire fucking time.
Did you correct her? Did you tell a manager?
didn't bother.
You need to call them. We need to call the corporate office.
And
I'll share a story that my friend Ted shared later.
Yeah, sure. That sounds good. So I went there and I got milkshakes. And there was a thing on the door that said, you must be wearing a mask inside. And literally everyone who walked in the door behind me did not wear a mask at all. Because it's Chelsea and everybody's conservative assholes who have no concern over other people's lives unless those people are fetuses. And then as soon as those fetuses are born, fuck them, they can die.
All lives matter, Maggie. All lives matter. Right? If all lives matter, put a fucking mask on.
All lives matter, put a fucking mask on, you assholes. So anyway, I took my grandma milkshake. We had a milkshake and it was nice. And then
you should get t-shirts made. Hmm. If all lives matter, wear a fucking mask.
I do like it. Yes.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Milkshakes. And probably so got on, corona. So right, took it to grandma's.
And then on Father's Day, my mom made, and they let me waltz right in with milkshakes, right? And then on
they bring all the boys to the yard, so.
They did, but only 9 of them, and they have to stay 6 feet apart from each other. My mom made strawberry shortcake. Like, she made fresh homemade shortcake, right? Like, fresh, they're like, my mom's shortcakes, they're like little biscuits. They're like sweet biscuits. Mm-hmm. That's what they are. I mean, because people make shortcakes differently from each other. So my mom's are like little sweet biscuits.
Probably proper English sweet biscuits. Yeah.
Oh, they're so good. Mm-hmm. She makes them with a ton of lemon zest. So they've got that like, they're amazing. Anyway, and then peaches. She ordered a dozen like fresh peaches from Georgia. So we actually had peach/strawberry shortcake. So my parents on Monday morning, because it's the day after Father's Day, are like, oh, great. We're going to go take grandma some like peach strawberry shortcake because she'll like that. They show up there and
no outside food allowed.
Yep. No homemade food allowed.
Oh, but you can get milkshakes from Big Boy, which is infested with coronavirus, but you can't bring any food from your clean house because you've been quarantining for 4 months into that facility.
Yeah. I mean, but not even that. How is any one person's house if there's no known cases of coronavirus, how is a single family home more dangerous than any restaurant?
Well, you don't have to abide by health inspections and regulation rules in your home. I'm just being an asshole. Like, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I mean, I guess that means it's more likely that we could poison her, but like from an epidemiological standpoint, the restaurant is the more dangerous place.
Yes.
Because there's more people there.
And people still not taking proper sanitation, still not wearing masks fully.
The waitress at the Big Boy had her nose hanging out of her mask.
Mm-hmm. Similar note, my friend Ted, who has been like locked up tight in his house this whole time, barely goes to a grocery store, like gets outside to walk around and that's it. Takes his car in for service. Something he's driving around and something dings, and so he takes it in. And he's waiting and waiting and waiting, and he's wearing his mask, and some of the workers are wearing masks, and half the patrons are wearing masks, and he sits outside because he doesn't want to be inside with everyone's germs. They finally start working on his car, and they drive by him, and the tech who's pulling around his car is in his car, not wearing a mask. And Ted flipped out.
I would totally flip out.
Flipped out, harnessed the power of 1,000 Kevins, went inside,
good,
and ripped the manager new assholes for everyone who wasn't following proper protocol. And how dare you let someone who could be infected in my car breathing all over my stuff? So he said he asked for his car back. They happily gave it to him and off he went. But he called every goddamn corporate number up the chain to let them know they need to make sure to properly educate their people on the regulations that need to be followed for the safety of the public and the environment. So
how is everybody so goddamn stupid?
I don't know. I see so many people with their noses hanging out. I'm just like, do you not get it?
It's like hanging your dick out of your underwear. Right.
Oh, next time I see someone's nose hang out, I'm going to be like, your dick's out. Here we go. We'll just start saying that. Hey, your dick's hanging out. Yeah, up here. Put that away. Put your nose away. So, fucking amen.
Sweet Jesus. Everybody is stupid.
Yeah, we went to Target today, tonight, and like still, like all adults seem to be wearing masks. Teenagers are like 50-50. And then a few workers walk around with their dicks hanging out. You know? I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus
Christ. I'm gonna start calling people out. Be like, hey, dicks out.
Dicks out.
Hashtag dicks out. That's
fucking
official.
Dicks out.
This episode is going to be brought to you by More Dicks.
No, More Dicks Out.
More Dicks Out.
More Dicks Out. People are going to see that.
More Banana Splits. I don't know. Pick one.
Oh, man.
You might get a lot of listens. When I hashtag boobs and dicks, people listen.
It's true. This is
that is beautiful.
It's served in a sink, and it's called the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
So when Joseph was talking about wanting to stay at the beach club, I was like, I want to do this.
I want to do that too.
Wanted to do this.
Let's do that thing.
All right. So we kind of have gone out of order of our normal order of things. Is there an order? No one knows. Oh, I'm drinking White Claw tonight. And I had a dream that White Claw got discontinued. And I woke up and I was like, oh, it was just a nightmare. All right. So
that's funny.
What have you been watching or listening to lately?
We started watching as a family. Mm-hmm. The Floor is Lava. So it's an adult-sized obstacle course game. Literally just what you think it's going to be. The Floor is Lava.
Yeah.
So there's these giant sets, giant themed sets with all sorts of different shit to get across. You have to get across from one side of the room to the other. And the prize is like $10,000.
Cute.
So each episode is about 30 minutes and three teams are featured in to get across one room per episode. So Catherine's really loving it. It is kind of fun. They do... when the lava is some sort of thick, slippery, viscous water, and it is actually warmed. So, and I didn't assume it would be warm, but after like an episode or two, sometimes people get splashed with it, like big lava bubbles will like blow up.
Fun. And
of course it would kill them, but apparently it doesn't count on the show if they get a bubble explodes upon them, only if they fall in.
Gotcha.
And people would be like, oh, that's hot. Oh my God.
So the bubbles are just for fun.
Yeah. And then when they fall in, like they have to go under and like die. So if they fall in, like say half their body falls in, they get a few seconds to try to recover. And then like they have to give up. And then they slowly like die. Ah! Under the water. So it's such edited drama. Very nicely. Of course, you know, like they fish him out after that. They don't like just disappear under the water, but it looks like they just disappear under the water because you never see them like get out. So and then the other team members are all like, no! Oh no. So it's funny. So
that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
It's like
Double Dare type of thing.
I Googled it just to see, like, real quick while you were talking, just to see what people were saying about it. Like, I was just looking, you know, like,
yeah,
just
reviews.
Real quick, yeah. what the consensus was. Yeah. And the first thing was an article that said, help, I can't stop watching, the floor is lava.
Yeah, Catherine got real upset when I kept watching it without her.
Aww.
This is a family thing, Mommy. We watch it together.
Bless.
Okay.
Bless. I know I, like, third week in a row, I'm going to recommend it again, Meddling Adults. It's so fucking funny podcast. I really love it. If you're going to start with one, you should back up and listen to the episode with Jeffrey Craner. He's one of the authors of Welcome to Night Vale. So he's the, like, guy who writes Night Vale. Mm-hmm. And the episode with him on it gets real fucking ridiculous. So that one's super fun. I love Meddling Adults. I look forward to, oh my God, tomorrow's Wednesday. I look forward to Wednesday every week because it's Meddling Adults Day. So
nice.
I had watched Avatar: The Last Airbender for the first time recently, and it was delightful. And then I watched it again. I just watched it through a second time because I liked it that much. And then I started on the sequel series, Legend of Korra. So I'm working through that right now. Some good anime. Started watching Golden Girls on Hulu because why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? Maybe I should watch some of that.
Yeah, you should. There's that show holds up. Yeah. It's so good.
A lot of Golden Girl love on the TikTok. So especially with the gays, of course.
I mean,
so.
I showed you the one of Cookie, Jonathan Adams, yeah. Doing the tramp. Tramp.
Yep.
So
be all you can be with Blanche Devereaux.
We're looking for one for a fine good men, for a few good men who haven't slept with Blanche Devereaux. It's such a iconic. I sort of make fun of Shannon for watching the same things over and over again, but honestly, there's not actually anything wrong with that. I'm just making fun of
it. Yeah, for me, it's just comforting. Like, it is. There's a lot of shit going on in the world right now, and you know, if Shit's Creek relaxes you, then that's just like my go-to. I don't have to invest any new emotional capital. That's what it is. I really, really want to watch The Great. The campy black comedy, tongue-in-cheek, 45-minute long episodes on Hulu, though, and I'm just like, oh, I don't like have the emotional capital to invest in that. But like Brooklyn Nine-Nine rewatches, Schitt's Creek rewatches, I might start going back and watching some Parks and Rec, you know. Classic. Only watched that once through, so might as well start it over again. I'll tell you what I won't fucking rewatch. Think I will ever rewatch How I Met Your Mother. And I don't think I will ever rewatch Scrubs.
Scrubs was one of those shows that I like picked up whenever it was on. And yeah. I'd seen it, like, there were some episodes I'd seen 25 times.
Yeah.
And other episodes I'd never seen. So I did a full watch of Scrubs, I think, back in like 2009 or 2010.
Yeah, I think I did too. Like years after it was over. But, well, not years after it was over.
A few years.
I think I watched the last two seasons live. But like you, had not really fully committed to watching it on the reg. Just kind of caught it whenever it was on and caught, you know, reruns whenever they were on, but finally sat down and just watched it from start to beginning. Yeah. But after the fact, but goddamn, JD's a whiny bitch. She kind of reminds me of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I have no desire to go back and rewatch. I do want to rewatch Angel, and I did start rewatching Angel, but the only time I have time to watch stuff like that for myself is at night. And I can't watch 45-minute vampire stories right at 10 o'clock at night, because then I'll be having vampire dreams. So,
well, Drag Race All Stars is still going, you know, because we just had week 3. Nicole Byer was a judge, and she was so funny and good.
Good. Of course she was.
This was her second time being a judge. So her first time was on All Stars 3? I actually don't remember. Time is weird, but she was a All Stars previous judge. And so like last time she was a little bit more reserved. Like she just wanted to do a good job and was nervous, but this time she was more Nicole. And it was so funny. So, you know how like Rue comes out in her outfit, you know, and then everybody says something to her. Mm-hmm. They were like, well, you can tell Rue that she nailed it. And you can just tell that Nicole does not want to say that.
All right.
She'll be like, hi, Nicole. And Nicole will be like, you nailed it. Like, she just, like, so clearly does not want to be saying that. But yeah, she was really funny and delightful on it.
Did she say that? But she said it with like disdain.
I can tell because I listen to so many of her podcasts, but she goes, because she was, and then she was on, she also has a Drag Race podcast, so she got to talk about her time on it, and she was like, I thought that I totally sold it. Like, I did not realize that I was
still, like,
nailed it.
Grinning through her teeth. Yeah.
Where she That's clearly funny. Hates it.
Well, you gotta do the things you gotta do for a paycheck, right?
That was very funny. There's some wonderful Trump llama, and the fandom is being fucking racist, and this is why I don't interact with other fans of things that I love, you know?
Yeah. So,
one queen was deliberately rude to Angina for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then Angina went home.
Right.
And Alexis Mateo was all, why are you such a fucking bitch to Angina? And then Alexis Mateo was on her ass this whole episode. And I, watching this, was like, get her, Alexis. Get her. You know? Like, yeah. She was being a cunt bitch and is pretending. Like, she didn't know what she was doing. And she totally fucking did. She's being like, I just was having a bad day. And I have mental illness. Right? Fuck off, Cracker. That's her name. Miss Cracker.
Oh, fuck off, Miss Cracker. Fuck off, Cracker.
Fuck off, Cracker.
Yeah.
But who did the fandom go after? Shannon?
The Cracker?
No, they went after Alexis Mateo because the fandom's racist.
Sorry. Yeah.
Shannon was zoning out, I'm sure.
Which is weird because, you know, I can't imagine very many white cisgendered males watch Drag Race. Like, I would assume it's all queers and allies. So.
But the fandom of Drag Race is still racist.
Yeah.
So they're all like, why was Alexis being such a bitch? Miss Cracker just made a mistake.
Well, Miss Cracker was a bitch last week, and Alexis is just calling her out on that shit.
That's exactly how I interpreted it. Alexis Mateo is a beautiful goddess.
Speaking of drag queens, you fell down a drag queen customized message hole, didn't you?
I did today. I've been seeing it pop up on like a Drag Race Facebook group that I'm in. So Cameo is the new hot app. You can pay
It's been around for a while, but yeah.
It is. I'm sorry. It has been around for a while. But I keep on seeing all the like drag queens cameos pop up because that like a ton of Drag Race girls have joined it because how do drag queens make their money?
Selling in themselves.
Clubs and bars on tips, right? Have clubs and bars been open for the last 4 months, Shannon?
No, not so much.
Not so much. So these queens are not making their tips. So a ton of Drag Race girls have joined Cameo in the past few months. Mm-hmm. Like, the number of Drag Race girls has just been like, poof, like exploded because that's how they can make
money. People need money.
Making that money.
Yeah.
So I went down a rabbit hole of that, being like, who do I want to give me a pep talk?
Right.
Yeah. Some of the queens, I was like, that's a great fucking deal. I can't believe she's only charging that much. And some of them, I was like, girl, you think very highly of yourself.
Right. Girl, don't do it.
So, yeah, some of the highlights. Latrice motherfucking Royale was $125 to get a personalized video message from her.
Seems like maybe feels like a special occasion and
right.
I was feeling it.
Right. That's definitely like
birthday, Christmas,
birthday
present.
Gift.
Yeah.
You know, like iconic birthday gift for somebody, not like mm-hmm. I need a pep talk.
Right.
And then, yeah, so like, and then I was like, ooh, Tammy Brown. But then I watched a bunch of Tammy Brown's things and she says the same thing for all of them. Cause you can see ones that like, you can see recent ones that they've sent to people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, maybe I don't want Tammy Brown.
And it's all the same message. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I started So one of the queens who I've seen who's done a bunch of ones that people have posted is JanSport. She was on season 12 and she was my flair on the Drag Race subreddit because I was like, Jan's my queen. Jan's the one I love who's going to win. And she definitely didn't. But she's very funny and delightful and she gives great pep talks. And I kept on watching her videos and pretending that the pep talks were for me. And I was like,
I'm good now.
Oh, the other reason is that Tammy does most of hers out of drag. And I was like, Tammy. Oh.
I want to do them in drag.
I want you to do them in the drags.
Right. Yeah, I forgot Ralph Garman does them. So when you asked me if I'd heard of it, I was like, maybe.
You were like,
and then when you said what it was, I was like, oh yeah, Ralph does that. So yeah. All sorts of celebrities do it, like A-list celebrities all the way down.
Yeah.
So, my niece is in love with Tom Holland. Are you on the app right now?
Yeah, I'm on the app right now.
See if Tom Holland's on it.
Okay, I'll see.
She would die. Anyway, yeah, so all sorts of celebrities are on it. Of course, Ralph is an impressionist, so, like, if you really liked Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, he could do those voices for you as Ralph Garman.
That's funny. That's good.
Man. Oh, we should see if Daniel Radcliffe is on there for Miss Deb. Hey. Hey, girl, hey.
I'm really hot, but I don't want to turn my fan on so that there's extra background noise. But, like, right. Man, it's hot in here.
We have a student. Our summer students are all virtual right now. And we have a few phoning in from Puerto Rico. And the one always has a fan blowing on her during Zooms. And so she looks like Beyonce. Like, she's got her Beyonce fan just, like, blowing her hair back, like, just ever so gently, like, just flowing in the wind. And I'm like, you go, girl. You look like Beyonce.
Since we've been on the phone, since we've been on this call, I've taken off my pants and put up my hair. Like, it's very hot in here.
It's cool out. You should pop open a window.
Yeah, my room gets really hot in the summer. Like, it's like a little, and then freezing cold in the winter.
Yeah, it's probably the sun sets on your side of the house, right?
Yeah.
Because my breakfast nook is like super hot. And we're taking down all those trees this week. So I am excited to see how hot it actually gets back there now because those big ass bushes kind of shade it a little bit in the evening. So.
Oh, anywho. I have one more trash talk.
Did you find Tom Holland or no?
No, Tom Holland. Okay. Sorry, I shook my head no at you for a while back, but. I'm sure it just looked like I was being like, no, I hate you.
Yes, you did.
The queen from the previous season, who was like one of the most hated queens of all times. I loved her as a villain. She was total drama. I loved having her on the show. I loved hating her. But I would never want her to give me a pep talk or birthday message. Charges $100. And that was one of the ones where I was like, girl, you think very highly of yourself.
What was Bianca?
She wasn't on it.
She wasn't on it. Was Bob the drag queen?
I don't remember seeing Bob. But some of them just, like, aren't accepting things right now. So, like,
yeah.
I had seen Crystal Method, the drag queen.
Yeah. Alaska or Sharon?
No, not Alaska. And was Sharon Needles on here? Because you know that I would look.
Alexa thought I said Alexa when I said Alaska.
Alaska. Okay. No Sharon Needles, no Alaska. Detox also charged $100. And I was like, you think a lot of yourself. There's still a ton of queens on there. Oh, Tatiana, only $30 from season 2.
That's fun.
And All Stars 2. The one who does Choices.
Choices.
One of my favorite lip syncs of all time, Shut Up and Drive.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, I've been shopping for drag queens to tell me I'm great.
Shangela's on TikTok. I bet you, is she on
that too? She had not been on earlier today because they can take a break. They can take a break from, And then, because I was looking at it just on the website, and then later I was looking at it on the app, and she wasn't at it when I was looking at the website. And then she was again on the app, and she is also $150. And nobody is more expensive than Shangela and Alyssa Edwards, who are both $150.
Wow, they are related. So.
They are family.
Shangela is on TikTok. I bet you I bet you she'd do a shout out on TikTok for free. Alyssa is not, but she's all over TikTok from other people posting about her. So, honey, I got no time for that TikTok, TikTok, talk, ticky. I can just hear her say it right now in my head.
She's so wonderful.
Got time, no time for that.
Dude, I think if she was half that, if she was 75, I would be like, I'm gonna do it.
Right. Girl, don't do it. But I can't do it. I'm just thinking about it. Girl,
it's too many dollars. I love that Willem charges $69. Bless you, Willem.
Right.
Just being hilarious. Being like, I'm a nasty bitch.
Yeah. $69, dudes.
Yeah. But Jan Sport, the one who was just on the most recent season, only charges $35. And she gives great pep talks.
Yeah, you should get it.
Be like, Jan, shit's really hard right now, and I need you to tell me that I'm a bad bitch who can get through life. And also, the greatest moment of my life was when Ginger Minch called me a cunt, so keep that in mind.
So glad you still have that video.
Oh my god, it makes me happy. Oh, Ginger Minch. All right, so anyway, I'm sure you guys are all very bored but me talking about drag queens, so I will move it along. Stop talking about that and talk about all the running tanks I bought myself. I bought myself a bunch of fun running shirts. The Disney ones came last week, right? Did I talk about those?
I don't know. I know we talked about them.
So.
I went on a little shopping binge today too on Etsy.
Don't sweat. This is pixie dust.
Beautiful. I love it.
I've got Run Your Ears Off.
Run Your Ears Off.
And I've got Race You to the Castle.
Nice.
And so that was my Disney grab bag. And then I got three more. One says tattoos, pretty eyes, and thick thighs. And I was like, it me.
It me.
And then the other one says, I run. I'm slower than a herd of turtles stampeding through peanut butter, but I run.
Nice. I like it.
Yep. And then I got one last one, which I didn't get as a running tank. I just got as a t-shirt because I was like, this is good for all the times. It says, if my mouth isn't saying it, my face will.
Love
right?
It.
That's
Love
good
it.
For all times. That good is accurate, Maggie.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Krista has some of those unicorn masks still.
Oh, cute.
Do you need one?
I mean, I need more masks. I'm going back into my office more.
Ooh, there's a new rainbow one too.
I'm working in my office. It's actually been making me feel a lot better to not be sitting in my house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go into the office on Tuesday and Thursday because this kid who I see who is severely learning disabled needs in person. She just can't do the video thing. She's younger and she just can't handle video conferencing. Right. She needs that personal touch. So I see her in person a half hour twice a week. So just it's 1 hour, but it's split up because she's that like ADHD and impaired.
Yeah.
So that's what we do that. And then, I've been booking other people around that, so I'm just in the office for that. And I'm enjoying going into my office. Good.
Yeah.
It's a break, but then I only own 4 masks, and I'm using up all my masks every week now.
Yep. Yeah, I made sure that we had enough to go into, the office, at least a minimum of 5 each. So, I kind of like that one.
More masks. Actually, Ashley called me from the fabric store yesterday and asked who my favorite Disney princess was.
There you go.
She's making me a mask. Who do you think my favorite Disney princess is?
Oh, gosh.
I think yours is Aurora. Is yours Aurora? Do I have that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like my childhood favorite. So, is Tiana yours?
No, but I do love Tiana. No, I kind of cling to my childhood favorite too, which was Cinderella. Mm. That's the one that I've watched a bajillion times.
Yeah.
And then close second, Belle, because that came out when I was 9. So like the childhood movie, the VCR, you know, video cassette that got run out because I watched it too much was Cinderella.
Yeah.
But like when Beauty and the Beast came out and I was 9, I was like, Belle has brown hair and I have brown hair. And yeah. Belle likes books and I like books.
Right.
But you're right. So like of modern, so like early childhood Cinderella, mid-childhood Belle, adult princess Tiana. So you're not wrong.
Yeah. So I do, well, like Aurora's my favorite childhood one. I kind of really like Tiana also. And probably just because I've watched it a gazillion times recently. Mulan's pretty badass, too.
I do love Mulan.
Like, I don't know if I would cosplay as Mulan or buy Mulan stuff. I'm more into villains these days than princesses, quite honestly.
Very fair.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm all about purchasing villain bullshit right now.
So my friend Danielle and I were talking about Disney movies today, and I said, you know, the thing about Mulan is that it does have one of the best Disney songs of all time in it.
Oh, yeah, the Huns.
Yeah. Let's get down to business. Yes. And Joseph sang that once at karaoke, and everybody sang over him, and I was like, this is what song I will ever do at karaoke. Everybody loves it, and they'll just sing, and nobody can tell that I can't sing, and everybody will be delighted. I was like, brilliant!
You have to have the right audience, though. It can't be my age. It has to be your age or younger.
Yeah.
Because Clint and Ray and Kitty and everyone in my sword family, they love that fucking song, too. And, of course, they walk around camp singing it. And I'm just like, I don't know that song.
I'm never going to catch my breath. Say goodbye to those who knew me.
Right?
I know all the little parts. Yeah, no, for sure.
I mean, give me some Little Mermaid at karaoke. I'm all over that shit.
And then the other thing I was telling Danielle, so we were talking about how much we love The Sword and the Stone.
Oh, it is a good movie. That is a fun.
So two things I said about that. One, because this is what made me think of it, villains. Mad Madam Mim is a very underrated villain. She is a delightful villain. She's one of my favorite villains. And she's just like not in that villain's crew. And I love her.
Yeah. I would say all those like B-rated Disney movies that don't get all the hype definitely have some unrated villains. Like Madam Mim, like Prince John. Even though he was kind of a tool, but you know, like all those secondary villains, you know, that just don't get the play as Maleficent and Jafar and Ursula and whatnot.
But like even Peter Pan is like a less popular film. Like people don't watch Peter Pan.
Hook is just like big deal in the villain world.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yes, that's what
Google Disney villains and see who pops up. You know, it's very rare that you get anyone out of those top guys, like, listed on a picture or a phone case or something. So,
but yeah, I love Mad Madam Mim. And then I said, hot take, Higgitus Figgitus is a better ridiculous magical word song than Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Hockety pockety walkety whack, odds and ends and bric-a-brac.
Right.
Shrink in size, very small. There's got to be enough room for all. What
I love those Sherman Brothers.
Oh my God. It's Higgitus Figgitus Prestidigitorium. Right? Like, I love that one. And then even when he stops to yell, and where he's like, that poor old, stop. That poor old T's cracked enough. Like, and it all rhymes and it works and I love it.
Yeah.
Better than Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. I said it.
Yeah. When I must have been around 10 or 11 when my brother and I would just like watch all the time Sword in the Stone and Robin Hood. Like those two were our jam. And then Jenny was like Catherine's age when the modern Disney princesses started coming out. So then we were obsessed with Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin were like the next big three in our lives. So, you know, yeah, Jungle Book villains like Shere Khan isn't recognized.
I love Shere Khan. What a great
villain. Yeah.
I know.
So just going to think about all the B-rated villains now. I mean, what's her face from the Dalmatians makes it, but I think just barely, you know.
Well, she's a lot of stuff. She is in stuff because she has so much style. But,
yeah.
You know.
No, yeah, but like you think of villains and Cruella de Vil doesn't automatically come to mind. But once you see her, you're like, oh yeah, she's badass.
Yeah.
So.
But that's another movie that I feel like, I never watched Peter Pan. I don't know people who watch Peter Pan. When you watch Peter Pan, you're like, that's fucking racist.
Let's just go watch Hook, okay? Let's go watch some Robin Williams.
Oh my God, Ashley just posted this. Side note.
Making a U-turn.
Watching Avatar, The Last Airbender, I'm like, that sounds like Rufio. So then I IMDb it, and yes,
was it
the main villain,
Rufio?
The voice actor is Rufio, and I was like I figured it out, like
figured
second
it
episode.
Out. Love it
because in the like he sort of talks like gruff like this,
right?
He's a bad guy, but like then sometimes he really does. I'm like, it's fucking Rufio,
right?
So the girls for Sailor Moon are called Sailor Scouts, mm-hmm. right? And then we have Justice League. These are the Justice Scouts.
Nice. That is fun.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
So they did this like Justice League in the style of Sailor Moon. They're all black men.
I love it. In skirts too. And that's even better.
I really love.
Yeah. Those are great. Gosh.
Like that one looks amazing.
Oh, that is great.
Right.
I love, and I know I'm going to sound like an asshole, but I get so excited when I see people of color cosplaying and into comics and into rock and roll and, you know, anything outside like a stereotypical black guy, you know.
I mean, what makes me excited about that is that like a lot of those communities are racist and try to exclude people. So I get excited when people of color cosplay too, because they're like being badasses and breaking down racist barriers.
Yeah.
You know?
I have heard a lot of stories of people of color sharing themselves that they get flack from their own community too for doing it. Cause that's white people shit. Why you do that? White people shit. So I get super excited.
If it's fun and you love it, you should do it.
Yes, it's fun and you love it. Go do it.
So
yeah. Anyway,
yeah. I mean, I don't think you're like, oh, I love it when black guys don't act black. I don't think that's what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just like, woo, awesome for breaking down barriers and going against the norm of your community and breaking through the norm of this community. Woo!
Yeah, I celebrate that too. Right.
Love it.
Yeah. There was this beautiful, black woman who did cosplay, and she posted her amazing cosplays and they were fantastic. And then underneath all of them, she posted all of the like racist shit she got of like, Sailor Moon's not black.
Yep.
You don't look like her.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what cosplay is about, you dumb bitches.
Yeah.
It's not about who can look most like the person.
It's about identifying with someone and wanting to be like not wanting to be like them, just like finding your jam and your desire to dress like them, you know.
Yeah,
I don't particularly cosplay as anyone in particular, but like I have some genres I like dressing up in, you know. My brother, he's such a balls to the wall cosplayer, like down to the minute details. You know how long it took him to build his Captain Jack Sparrow costume? Oh,
literally years.
Years. Yeah. And he's finally branching out to other things, but like he still gets really fucking into it, even down to making his own props so they can be as real as possible, you know? So now he's into Nerf guns and modifying plastic Nerf guns.
Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, that's a thing. Girl, he's going to be 40 this year.
Yeah, I know how that goes. It's looming.
And
it's
his so jam fucking is like modifying Nerf guns to make them shoot harder and faster. Mm. Right? I know. Do your thing, buddy.
Yeah. I got to sneeze.
But I still might eye roll.
Oh, excuse me.
My kid is still up.
It is very late. Okay, I assumed that was the dog or Scott.
Nope. That was my daughter. Who has been sleeping in her bedroom for a week now.
Woo. Hey. So
we actually had a child psychology appointment last week.
Oh my goodness. You didn't tell me this.
To discuss her anxiety. And when they found out we were still kind of co-sleeping, they were like, well, let's take care of this first. And then we'll see how that goes. And then we'll tackle the anxiety. So their concern about that was interrupted sleep. So she falls asleep in our bed. And then we pick her up and take her somewhere else, whether that's the cot behind our bed or into her own bed. And the doctors are like, it's really best if kids just like sleep through uninterrupted. Even though she's not waking up when we move her, like subconsciously it's interrupted sleep. So she's been doing it on her own ever since the doctors were like, you need to do this. She's like, okay.
Wow.
So she still
needed to hear it from someone else, huh?
Yeah, she still has anxiety stuff popping up. Like today, she was just had an off day. And, you know, she's on lockdown right now for having anything purchased for her. And so we went into Target. I was like, Catherine, you're not getting anything. Don't ask for anything. You can ooh and ah all you want, but I'm just going to go, okay, and keep walking. Don't ask. You are on a spending freeze. We are not buying you anything. Even food? You're not going to buy me food? And I'm just like, God damn it. So like that type of anxiety, you know, and I'm just like, do I have to spell everything out for you? So I don't know.
Yeah, but we're going to starve you.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that example up in our next follow-up meeting, which will be next week, I think. So like, remember I was told you she like takes something to the extreme if you tell her? Well, this happened last week. So yep. Let's nip these. Helping kids manage big feelings is very important. And if we can do it now, then she's not going to be as much of a hot mess when she gets older. So.
Ashley called me, you know, for Zelda to talk to me. And I was in my room and it was kind of dark in here. And so I walked out into the other room because it was still light outside and it's got natural light. And as soon as I got out there, she goes, Mommy, where your baby Yoda? And Ashley goes, what did she just say? Because Ashley, you know, it's like used to listening to her.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, she just asked me where my baby Yoda was.
Yeah. Does she need one? Do I need to send her one? I'll totally send her one.
Ashley asked the same thing and I said, no, I think it's fine.
I think she needs one.
I just bought, I accidentally shopped for her recently and Ashley goes, stop buying me shit. Stop buying my kid shit. But I got her into Winnie the Pooh. And so I got her Winnie the Pooh stuffy and some bath toys. Mm. Bath toys.
Bath toys. Yeah.
Everybody needs bath toys.
Sure.
I got your kid a ton of bath toys when she was little.
Yeah, she still plays with them. Because she ain't allowed to have any more.
No, you will play with the toys you have.
which is now her thing. Now she's insisting on playing with all the toys she owns because I've said over and over again, you don't play with them, so I'm getting rid of them. And now she wants all the baby stuff resurfaced so she can give it to Sarah. So.
You guys, that's her baby Yoda doll.
Yeah. She wanted me to buy her pacifiers at Target tonight. I was like, absolutely not. I'm like, you have passies at home still somewhere. And she's like, well, I want you to find all the baby stuff for Sarah.
So I also had that anxiety when I was a child. I did not want to get rid of a goddamn thing. And my mom goes, I wish I'd just gotten rid of it when you weren't looking. She goes, you never would have noticed.
Yeah, no, she won't. I'll just have to go down there and box shit up. So, but like, there's stuff I want to keep.
Right.
And I think there's stuff I know she's not attached to, but like, there might be stuff she finds meaningful that I don't. So, not that I really care. I really don't. But her babies also need to stop breeding. It's every day.
That shit's hilarious.
Every day. Today, she had a baby salamander born out of an egg. She incubated it, and it cracked out of its own egg. And yeah. And I told her, you know, baby salamanders are very delicate, so maybe you should keep them in the incubator, keep them warm. So then she came back and showed me that he had buried himself underneath the scrunchie to keep himself warm. It's adorable and fun, yes, but
animal husbandry.
It's constant, though. The husbandry is constant. And they all have backstories, and I'm just exhausted listening to it.
Yeah. So. That's funny. It's funny. It's funny because that's not my life.
Love my background, by the way.
Oh my God, it's so good.
No one's ever going to see it unless you Zoom with me personally, but we're going to talk about it. I was doing some quote-unquote Zoom work this morning, making sure my profiles were up to date and I had all the good settings, and I found a Pee-wee's Playhouse background, and it is just magical. It's purple and gold and red and eccentric, and I look damn good sitting in the middle of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
It's got cherry right there, yeah. Shannon looks great in it, and it looks nice. Like, it looks so well
It's
done.
Like a crisp, clean picture too.
Yeah.
So it's real nice. So I'm digging it. Especially when I was wearing red earlier, it just like popped.
I bet you looked hot.
I did look hot. Should have taken a screenshot. I think I forgot to time us, but I feel like we're winding down in conversation, and I think we're about at an hour.
Sure.
I know we started a little late, so.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah. Did we hit all the talking points you might have had?
We hit all my talking points.
All right.
You just need to bitch real quick about one stupid thing, one stupid little
stupid life thing. All right. And then internet meme of the day or week or whatever.
My grocery store has been out of my breakfast burritos for weeks, and I'm down to two.
Oh, no.
I'm out of breakfast burritos.
I gotta sneeze.
So this one.
Did you hear my sneeze?
It was a cute little sneeze.
Oh, I muted just like. I muted myself, but I was like, mute.
No.
So I must have like.
I just heard. Like, I had just like a little. So I thought it was.
Oh, I muted. No, it was giant. Just giant. All
right. So this is like a little Animal Crossing one. And it says, friend, these edibles are shit. Friend, 30 minutes later, Animal Crossing, the ocean is thirsty. So I saw that and I saved that to share it with Patrick because I thought that was very funny. And then my other favorite internet thing this week was 2020 is brought to you by Ron and Harry's divination homework.
Right. Jesus Christ. Yeah. COVID's still. So recap, COVID's still out there. Stop licking people. Wear a fucking mask. Stop being racist. Be a good ally for your friends and people of color. Watch out for the dust storms coming over from the Sahara Desert to hit the U.S. anytime now. What else?
Apparently it's going to make our sunrises and sunsets look very beautiful.
Ooh.
All that dust in the air.
I think the murder hornets left. They were like, this place fucked up. We're out of here. Anything else? Oh, cicadas are coming out, so we're about to have a bunch of locusts descend upon us. It's like time for another 17 years slumber to wake up. So. Yeah.
I really do want to make a bingo card.
Right.
Like, because they keep on being like, who had this on their thing?
Right.
I kind of want to make one.
Won't make one, man.
All right. That's going to be our homework. We're going to make a bingo card. All right, guys. That was it for this week. Those were my internet things of the week.
Is this 240? I think this is 240. It's kind of a milestone.
Woo.
Woo. Woo. 10 more. We're up to 250.
I was going to say, it's like a messed up 420.
There you go. 240. What? 240, 420.
Oh. The ocean is thirsty. All right. Find us everywhere and interact with us. We love to hear from you at That More Thing, because that is the name of the podcast that you have been listening to. And also,
pause. What did your friend say on your Facebook that I loved so hard? I was like, that should be the name. We should rename our podcast to that. Getting Weird with Shannon and Maggie.
Yes.
Getting Weird with Shannon and Maggie.
Yeah, that is what we should have said.
Have to chew on that. I mean, it's been a few years at That More Thing. Maybe we should just like switch it up again.
Yeah, who cares? It's not right? Like we have people who care.
Our 13 followers will follow us anywhere we go. Getting Weird with Shannon and Maggie.
Getting Weird with Shannon and Maggie.
Oh, and then maybe we could have a new shtick, like talk about one weird thing a day, an episode.
Yeah, we could. Good. So anyway, find us all of the places and interact with us, That More Thing. But also interact with us on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode
240.
Yeah. Right? Well, you posted 239 today. Is there another one in the chamber? No.
I don't think so. I think we're caught up.
All right. So episode 240. Yeah. No. Did we not record last week? I'm so confused. Maybe it's 241. We aren't 100% sure here.
I don't know.
Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.